This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today as we have another nice weekend in the month of June. Big show for you this week. My first guest is a friend of mine of many, many years. Comedian Louie Anderson will be joining us. Then Bogie Batiner will be here. She is the host of Velocity's All-Girl Garage. Later on from the team of Penn & Teller, Ben Gillette will be joining us. Captain Ron Nielsen, who's written a book about the fear of flying. Next hour, attorney Lance LaRusso. So will be here. He's written books called Blue News and One Top Skill. Also, Jeannie Mullen will be talking about how COVID-19 affects business. And Emily Foley giving us some gift ideas for grads and dads coming up this month. Of course, big days for fathers and graduates. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause very briefly when we come back. My first guest, my buddy Louie Anderson.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and the problem is that he hasn't been with us recently. And we had a lot of good times talking with him, and the first time I got a chance to meet him was at the Rio with their grand opening back in Las Vegas back in 1822. There weren't many lights back then. Joining us right now is, as Comedy Central says, one of the 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time and author, my friend Louie Anderson. Hey, Louie, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. The last time we talked, we were talking about a comedy school that you were involved with. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was doing a thing called boot camp.
Yeah, boot camp. Right.
Yeah, and I did it, and it was really good experience. I realized, though, that comics are difficult students. They don't really listen. They don't want to do what you want them to do. I mean, it was almost like looking at myself in the mirror.
That came as a surprise.
When I was doing it, I went, oh my God, what am I doing? Who do I think I am? I think it helped a few people. I won't say their names, but a few people have done it, have gone on to become quite successful.
Well, that's good. That's great.
That's what I'm glad about that.
Well, I think one of the other things we talked about, and it was a litany of things, was your other book about your dad. Wasn't it something about your father?
Dear Dad.
Yeah, Dear Dad. Yeah. And then there was one called
Letters.
Dumbo?
Yeah, Goodbye Jumbo.
Jumbo, Dumbo, yeah. Tomato.
That was, I was about being a fat kid, growing up a fat kid. And, yeah, then I did the F word, How to Survive Your Family.
Right, right.
And now I have Hey Mom, Stories I Told My Mom, but you can read them too.
Well, you know, I can't wait to talk about this because your portrayal of your mother, Christine Baskets, I mean, is, I want to say, very eerie a little bit, but also very cool. There's no question about it. And I want to talk about that because the book, I'm sure it was very therapeutic to write it, but you had, as you had with your dad, a lot of ups and downs with your parents, didn't you, Louis?
Yeah, you know, like, I think I just was trying to, like, search for that thing. You know, you grow up watching these iconic, you know, perfect families on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I got out of that was, wait a minute, this isn't all the families out there. Here's a family that you might not have seen before. So I think with my dad, you know, his alcoholism, with my mom, you know, I just didn't get a chance to ask her all the questions. Like, why'd you pick my dad? Why'd she stay with him?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she, you know, give my sister up to her sister to raise? Because she had so many kids, or she was overwhelmed. What was it? You know, just stuff like that. And also, I wish I would have become friends with her. In fact, I wrote this book while I was doing Baskets. And so what happened was, one day I came home and I go, I wonder if my mom was ever as happy as Christine Baskets was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage people to get the book and give to their mom, but to include a letter from themselves in it.
Good idea.
You know, that they have. You know, I really think the book changed my whole feeling about my mom again.
Mm-hmm.
Made it her even a more. Here's my mom, by the way. She's right.
Oh,
in that
wow.
picture.
Well, beautiful lady. I went online today and saw some of the pictures of her that you have online too. You know, it's funny because I have a picture of my mom and dad, but since my first right-hand person just left, I can't even show it to you. And they won't.
Yeah.
And they never listen to the show, so how would they know what's going on? Hey, Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them, too. I love the name of that. Did she get a chance to experience your success?
She did. You know, she got to see a lot of it because she was here till 1990.
I
did The Tonight Show. I did Rodney's special.
Mm-hmm.
I did all the TV shows that I was on. And also, she got to go to the White House because I performed for Reagan for the opening of the Lincoln, where Lincoln was shot, the
Ford Theater. Yeah.
You know, they reopened it, they remodeled it, reopened it, and there was a celebration there. And then afterwards, we went to the White House for a reception.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing experience for her to see that, and for me to hopefully you know, give her some satisfaction that what she did has paid off. And then with Christine, I mean, she really is the she's the archetype of that character. And I'm really lucky, I guess, because I really wanted her to know how I felt and how much I appreciated her. And I did have the question. So, you know, some people say, why write books like that? Because it gives you some sad, difficult things in them. But I say I'd like to have a complete life, and I'd like to try to help that person who's struggling out there.
Did your dad get to see some of your fame, Louie?
He did not. He came to a couple shows at the beginning, but he passed away. I started in 78, and at the end of 78 or early 79, he passed away. He was quite sick.
I think what you do is excellent. And I tell you what I equate it to, okay? Not to sound philosophical or make it sound like this is my Barbara Walters question, but when we used to watch the old detective shows like Jack Webb, these guys didn't have a life in the show. I mean, you saw they got up with a suit and tie and a suitcase. They went to bed with a suit and tie and a suitcase. Now when you see these different shows, you see behind the scenes. I think when it comes to somebody in the public eyes, especially a comedian, okay, where they're always on. See, I always say that the best guest that I could have is a comedian. Because they are always on. They're not an actor who sometimes knows the line, sometimes doesn't, so on and so forth. But to see somebody like yourself, who is so funny in concert, and then to know that it's a real person that feels pain just like all of us, I think is a nice dimension. I really do.
I mean, I think it is who I am, and I'm glad I am who I am. And I hope it makes people feel less alone, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that that's what I'm going for. I want people to laugh and have a good time and be good to themselves, really.
Yeah. How many dates are you doing on the road now?
Well, I mean,
when things get back to normal.
Over 100 usually. Over 100. I still love stand-up. And I have a date in July. I don't know if I'll do it because who knows if it'll work. But I have a corporate thing in Vegas in July, so I'm hoping that will materialize.
I have a date in July, too, but don't tell my wife about it. It's kind of on the QT. Right? You know, it's funny, though, you should mention the fact that that you love being on the road. But I have to tell you, and I admire this, again, from comedians, is that unlike, I'm a singer. I work with a 15-piece orchestra doing a review of Dick Clark's American Bandstand. When you screw up with 15 people behind you, you can kind of get away with it, okay? When you are a comedian, you are there with no safety nets. You live and die every 4 seconds. To me, that is an extremely difficult profession and a real art.
Well, you know, you have to do this. You have to say to yourself, you have to, like, when you die up there, you have to make it seem like it doesn't matter or admit to it right away and move on. Because the audience is rooting for you if they're a good audience. Mm-hmm. And I think probably the same with you. They want you to do well. Everybody's going to a performance almost always for a good outcome. And so I think you get that benefit, especially in stand-up, if they're your fans especially. They're with you, and they'll laugh with you if you laugh at yourself being, you know, doing a bad joke or routine. It just happens.
One of the classic lines you told me one time, you were working someplace the day after you and I talked, and you said it was a tough audience last night. And I said, what goes through your mind when there's a tough audience? And you said, dinner.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm already thinking about what I'm having after I do this show.
You know,
I'm always thinking of food.
There is nothing funnier in a routine than the French fries in the back seat. You just reach in the back and get a... That's a great...
I'll tell you, it's true. That's an old routine.
One
I should bring back.
Well, you know that I'm a fan then. Well, the name of the book, by the way, it's in paperback now, and it's called Hey Mom, Stories from My Mother, but you can read them too, and it's done by a real talented guy and a friend of ours for many, many years, Louie Anderson. Hey, Louie, next time you're down in the Orlando area, anywhere around Central Florida, let us know. We can break bread. We can break...
I'd love to.
We could break a lot of things, okay? We could break the bank.
We could break chairs.
We could break chairs, break tables.
That's what I always worry about.
Louis, thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Okay, all right. Nice seeing you.
Take care.
Louis Anderson has been our guest. Great book.
Ron's.
Hey, Mom, Stories from My Mother. Great, great, great book from a talented and good friend of ours. Thank you very much, my friend.
Love you, Ron.
Love you too, pal.
Take care.
Okay, I always like when Louis's here. He's a funny guy. And we're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Zedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, if you've listened to me at all over the years, you know that I'm a car guy. Love cars, collect cars, talk about cars, drive cars, wash cars, just don't repair cars. And we're going to leave that up to our next guest. But I love the show she is part of. She is the host of Velocity's All Girls Garage. I love this concept, and I love the fact that she's in there getting her hands dirty and might be considered, for guys like us, the perfect woman to be with. Joining us right now, Bogey Latiner is here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. And I meant what I said. You got to be the apple of a car guy's eyes, really and truly. I mean, because, you know, I tell my wife, wash the car, and she can't even figure it out, let alone repair it. But All Girls Garage, back for the ninth season. That is sensational. First of all, you got to tell us how you got started loving cars and repairing them and being so efficient at it. I mean, you're a real pro.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've been a technician professionally for about 20 years now, and I got into it, honestly, kind of accident. I got my first car when I was 16 years old. It was a little Volkswagen Bug, and it was a piece of junk, as most old Volkswagen Bugs were. I didn't like the way that I felt like I was being treated when I brought my car in for repairs, which it needed all the time. And so I decided to start learning about it myself, and wound up enrolling in high school auto shop, and kind of surprised myself and surprised everybody else in my life that I really enjoyed working with my hands, and it became something I pursue full time.
So now you're in high school, right? And you're starting to get involved with cars, and not, like I said, just washing them or driving them. You're really getting involved in them. And everybody else is taking cooking and sewing and typewriters. Okay. What did the other girls say?
Well, I'm not that old. That wasn't the thing,
oh, it was,
really,
okay.
In my high school back then. It was, you know, people just thought they didn't understand it. And I think a lot of people, both men and women and guidance counselors and teachers as well as friends, they're like, why would you want to do that? My guidance counselor actually said to me, why on earth would you want to take auto shop? You can go to college. And I thought that was a really like, fascinating statement. Like, he was implying that that working on cars is a less than sort of thing. And I definitely didn't agree with that. So I took all of that as a challenge. It made me want to do it more.
That's great.
The more somebody tells me I can't do something, the more I want to do it.
Talking to Bogey Latiner right now, the host of All Girls Garage. It wasn't always All Girls Garage. You had your first shop called 180 Degrees Automotive, and you started it back, let's say about 14 years ago, in your driveway.
I did. I was working at a BMW dealership and was working as a master technician for them, and I decided that I had a crazy idea about that was all about, you know, making everybody feel comfortable and at ease and was accessible for both men and women, and I with very little preparation quit my job, told all of my friends that I was going to start my business in my driveway and to bring me their broken cars. And that's how 180 Degrees was born. And it grew from my driveway to a 8-bay garage with, at the height, I think we had 9 employees. It was a great business. It was a great shop. It was a lot of fun.
Now, you have the Girl Gang Garage. What is that?
Girl Gang Garage, great question. That is my new shop. It's about 3 years old now. And we don't do typical auto repair. We're not like a shop that you can bring your car to when it's broken. This is a training shop, and we do work classes for women to introduce women into the automotive trades, working with their hands. So welding, metalwork, fabrication, paint work, mechanical work, all of the above. So we have classes and workshops, and we do hands-on opportunities and all-female restorations, and it's all about celebrating and women in the trades and encouraging more women into the trades.
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, and I'm asking this to you very respectfully, are there some men out there that are apprehensive to take their car, in a lot of cases, you know, it's their baby, to a woman? Now, that's a terrible, terrible label to put on, but there's got to be some guys out there that haven't gotten it yet.
There are. I was mostly insulated from it at my shop at 180 Degrees Automotive because people weren't coming into the shop if they weren't okay with women working on their car. When I was at the dealership, I definitely experienced it to some degree. You know, folks were like, oh, she's working on my car? I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's a minority. I think there's not that many folks who share that mindset at this point. But it definitely exists. And I think it's important, the team that you're working with who has your back, and, you know, to really support you.
Now, do you go into the major work? I mean, do you rebuild engines, rebuild transmissions? This isn't an oil change. I mean, you go into major restoration and major repair, right?
Yeah. I've done just about everything, from replacing your cup holder, rebuilding your engine, to doing a complete frame-off restoration of a vehicle. I'm not necessarily, like, my strength is mechanical, but I can do just about anything. And I think anybody can do just about anything.
Now, as we mentioned before, the show is back on for its 9th season, and it's on Motor Trend TV Network, and that's Saturday mornings, 11:30 a.m., right, Eastern Time?
It is, yep, on Motor Trend and also on the Motor Trend app. So even if you don't want to watch it on typical TV, you can download the app, and it's super inexpensive to get a membership to it, and you can watch it. You can binge watch all 9 seasons whenever you want.
Where are you located? Where is the garage?
So All Girls Garage, we actually film in Florida.
Oh.
My shop is in Phoenix, Arizona.
Where in Florida?
Just outside of Tampa, in a very nondescript industrial building.
I'm in Orlando. We originate this show from Orlando,
okay. Florida.
And I've got 4 cars. You work on foreign cars?
So the show is a little bit of a different setup. We're not generally open to the public. We do have a way to write in. So on my social media, there's a link in my bio to how to submit your vehicle, but we're generally not. So All Girls Garage is a TV show more than it is a full-time service shop.
But you would come to my house and repair that.
For the right price, you never know.
Because I've got some work for you. I've got classic cars that I think you could get your hands on, and I'd love to have you do that.
Talk afterwards.
Yeah, we will definitely have to talk afterwards. Well, Bogey, congratulations on the 9th season. And, of course, as we mentioned, it's on Motor Trend TV Network. You can also catch all the episodes by going where, Bogey, again?
To the Motor Trend app. You can get the link to that also in my bio on my social media. Bogey's Garage is where you can find me on Instagram and on Facebook.
Bogey Latiner has been with us. Hey, Bogey, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be watching on Saturday mornings, and please come back and join us again. Let's talk cars, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
What a terrific talent she is. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The chief of police in Atlanta has now resigned after another case in which an African-American man was killed by officers during a scuffle. They said Rashard Brooks was shot while police were performing a field sobriety test. According to officials, he grabbed an officer's taser and pointed it at them as he ran away. Mick Reynolds is director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigations.
We intend on making that video available to you and to the public today, so you all will have it and we'll see it.
Atlanta police were called to a Wendy's restaurant on a complaint that a man was sleeping in a car and blocking the drive-through lane. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lansbottom.
I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force and have called for the immediate termination of the officer.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has been with us in the past. I really enjoy his work, and he's a great guest, and he did a great job the last time we chatted with him. Quite a guy. He makes a mark when he walks into the room. His new book is out right now. It's in my chubby little hands in hardcover. Joining us right now is Ben Gillette. Hey, Ben, how you doing, my friend?
Never better, boss. How you been?
Well, it's good to have you back here, and I meant what I said. I got the book, and I was going to just, like, you know, read a few pages. Well, I want to tell you something. I went through the whole book in one evening and then started rereading some parts again. You did a heck of a job with this.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you liked it. Thanks a lot.
You get pretty emotional in this book. I mean, there are some chapters in there where you see a side of Penn Jillette that, frankly, I've never seen before, and I don't think the general public has.
Well, you know, I wanted to try to be as honest as I could in this book and cover stuff that that really matters to me. And it was difficult, and I'm glad that that people are understanding. You know, I try to make it funny in a lot of places and make some intellectual points, but I also try here and there to tell the truth. I mean, I talk a lot about my children and about my parents and about family, and it's very, very important to me.
And you bring up some really valid points. It's almost like a lesson in philosophy, if you will, because we look at holidays as being grandeur, and really, you basically say every day is a gifted holiday. Why should we celebrate them on specific dates?
Well, you know, holiday means holy day, and holy means exalted. And I think that every day should be exalted. I mean, life and love and family and friends and art and on and on and on are just so glorious and so wondrous. And I sometimes worry that people who are so afraid of death are, while they fear death, are missing life. I mean, the world is going by us at a zillion miles an hour, and to try to take in just some of the joy is almost impossible. And that's really my point, is that I can't think of anything more exalted and more beautiful than every day of life.
I really urge everybody to read this book, because he has a valid point here, and one that you really brought to light when I was reading it. And that's the point where, you know, some people say, boy, I can't wait till this week is done. I can't wait till spring. I can't wait till school is out. I can't wait for something that's ahead of time. While today they're having a miserable time. This is a lousy day. I'm a lousy day, but I can't wait till next Tuesday, you know? And that's basically what you're saying.
Yes, very, very much so. And I also, you know, one of the things that helped me be so honest in this book is people's reaction to my talking honestly and frankly and the way I feel about that. What I discovered writing my last book and also doing shows like Penn and Teller on Showtime is I found that American religious people, I can't speak to the world, but American religious people really do believe in the marketplace of ideas. They really do believe in kindness. Almost all the letters that I got, almost all the information that I got from people disagreeing with me, started out with, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate you talking about this. I appreciate you thinking about this. And here's where I disagree. It's really amazing, I guess, at 57 years old to understand that we Americans really do believe in the marketplace of ideas, and really do believe in different ideas coming out and playing around with those and talking about them publicly. And we really do have a sense of individualism that is really respected. And that gave me the support to be able to write even more honestly in this book.
And, you know, my father used to tell me, he said, you know, Dad, why don't you go to church every Sunday? And he'd say, well, he says, you know, I and this wasn't an excuse. This man really believed this, all right? He said, first of all, I see all these people in church, but I see in the workplace all week long, and I know what they're like, and they shouldn't be sitting in that pew. Secondly, he says, if you go to the parking lot and you try and get out of the parking lot, nobody lets you out of the line. These are the same people that were just in there, you know? So, I mean, there is a certain degree of truth to that. I really believe that. You talk about coming from a very blue-collar family. Your dad was a jail guard. And you were watching television one night, and you saw The Who, great group, okay? And they had a tendency of busting up their instruments. And here you are trying to save every nickel and dime. You're practicing the drums on a pad on the kitchen table with a couple of old beat-up drumsticks. And they're breaking up drums on set. And you're thinking to yourself, how could they do that? How could they throw away fame and fortune when I'm working so hard just to get a used drum set?
Yes, and my parents, you know, my parents were older. My parents were 45 when I was born. So when I was watching The Who, they were 60, you know, and they didn't get it at all. We all sat there kind of going, this is an awful situation. And then it just hit me, you know, as they say in Apocalypse Now, like a diamond bullet in the forehead. And I kind of understood that maybe the money was not as important as the emotion and the art and the power. When I did Celebrity Apprentice, I brought on the Blue Man Group, and they filled, you know, we were doing a money-raising task, charity, and they filled this balloon with $15,000 in cash and then blew it up with a leaf blower and just blew it up over a park in New York, and we had to run out and, you know, and gather the money together. And in the boardroom with Donald Trump, he was trying to understand how my friends could take money so lightly and want to use it as a spectacle. And as I say in the book, trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money is like trying to explain to Donald Trump that art is more important than money. it was looking at him like, you know, like a puppy watching television. He just, you know, and I love that. You know, I love that maybe there was some kid with his parents watching TV and, you know, and struggling and seeing the Blue Man Group blow up that money just for the glory of it, would have some sort of understanding of what art can be.
Wow. You know, I mentioned in the introduction, when you walk into a room, you have a presence that absolutely is unequaled. A magician, an actor, and very good author who penned several books, including some with his partner, Teller. But you had me choked up, and I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you. When you started to talk about the days that your parents missed your family, it was more important to go on the Letterman show because you got married late in life, and you know, you cry because it's a combination of crying sometimes for sadness, crying sometimes for happiness, but you really felt that, and I related to that because my father never saw my wife and never saw my children. My mother thankfully did, but I related to that. But it puts you in a scenario that I don't think people ever saw you in before.
Well, you know, it's really a powerful thing. And you said, you know, not really knowing what crying means. When I was younger, you know, I knew why I was crying all the time. But as I've gotten older and I cry more, and I always think of that, which I end the book with, a Bob Dylan quote, it frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. When I think about my mom and dad not getting a chance to meet my wife and my children, and it makes me cry, one of the beautiful things about life is I no longer know whether I'm crying with joy or with sadness. I cannot tell the difference. There's certainly the joy of all the love I had for my parents and all the love I have for my children. That is pure joy, and there is the sadness that won't go on forever and that they didn't get a chance to meet. And those two things together, the joy and the sadness, bring this huge emotion that is to me kind of the joy of life.
Yeah, well, I tell you, so well put, too. Of course, Penn Jillette is at Las Vegas. I love your house out there. You got a beautiful home. You know, that's a really fancy deal there.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's it looks from the outside like a prison and from the inside like paradise.
Nah, so, great.
My children seem to like it.
Well, your children are of the age, Penn, to enjoy Universal Studios. Can I extend an invitation for you and your wife and your two children to come down and visit us one day down here? We'd love to have you.
We just love it. You know, we had, Penn and Teller had for the Halloween celebration at Universal, we had a house there. We had Penn and Teller nuked Las Vegas. We were down there working on that. I even know what your studio looks like.
Oh.
I've been by there. So I'm a big fan of Universal, and we loved working with them. You know, one of our best experiences working with anyone was working with Universal. They just know how to put together a great, great show down there and a great, great, you know, houses and attractions. It's fabulous.
So I concur with you 100%. But do me a favor. Next time you do that, let me know, okay?
I certainly will. We got to do that.
Hey, thanks
so much.
Congratulations. It's brand new. It's in hardcover right now. It's the work of our friend Penn Jillette. And, Penn, keep up the great work. I'll tell you something. You and your family and your two children and all of your success in the entertainment business has been worth all the work that you've put into it, and I know that's massive.
Thank you so much. It's always a joy, Ron. Thank you. I love coming on. I always look forward to it.
And, of course, they have a new show, Penn and Teller, that's on the CW called Fool Us. I love that show because it really goes to show how fantastic these two guys are. Magicians come on, and if they actually fool Penn and Teller, then they are the big winner. But, boy, it is tough to fool those two. Fool Us on the CW, Penn and Teller. But stick around because we're just getting started. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgwick today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. A few months back, our next guest was with us, fascinating individual, and we asked him to come back, and I just told him before we went on the air I could talk to him for hours and hours and hours. He is an Air Force Academy graduate with a tour in Vietnam. He accumulated over 20,000 flight hours during his career as a commercial pilot flying a Boeing 737, and also has a book out called How to Overcome the Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. I'll tell you how to win a fearless flight class with him on the website. Joining us right now is Captain Ron Nielsen. Hi, Captain. How you doing?
Hey, Ron.
I meant what I said. I could talk to you for hours because I love airplanes, and I actually really love the commercial airplanes. But there was a time, and I'm not too far away away from that right now. I'm working on it. That the fear of flying does enter into the equation. Tell us about the 60 million people in the United States alone that have fear of flying and how to overcome it. Because there are things that you go through and takeoff and the claustrophobia that really helps people understand the whole concept of what's going on.
Well, you know, the way we are wired as human beings, we tell ourselves stories. That's how we understand the world and how we express it and share it with others. And so when we have things that for whatever reason get off of the wrong foot in our brain, we make stories up about that. So flying, with all of its unusual sights, sounds, and sensations, can be one of those things that provokes thoughts that are uncomfortable. And once I tell myself a story like that sound can't be good or that sensation can't be good, then I build on that. And now I filter everything related to flying through that same filter. So now if I have an inherent belief that flying is dangerous, I'm going to notice things in the media and TV and radio reports about things that happen that are going to support that. And so what you've got to do is you've got to change your story, and in doing so, you change your life. And some of the presenting problems, the surface fears for people are takeoff, of course, because there's a lot happening on takeoff, a lot of vibration, a lot of noise, and turbulence. No one likes turbulence because it triggers that feeling of being out of control, which underlies most fearful flyers. And so, and the other thing about that drives people crazy is just the thought that what if I can't maintain my own emotions and manage my own composure? Am I going to get taken off in handcuffs? You know,
yeah.
And so all of those things go into that. And the book that is really organized. One, you don't have to read it cover to cover. Two, it's not just about me and how much I love aviation, which I do. It's about the people that I've dealt with over the past 32 years and what works and what doesn't work. And it's broken into three parts. One is about the psychology of fear and fear of flying. Two, it's about the basics of flight, how do airplanes work. And three, it's about coping skills and strategies. So you can open it up, find what you're interested in, and go right to it. And if you... The Kindle version has hot links in it, so you can go right to another topic that will expand your information on that. Or if you have the paperback version, you can just, it's got the QR codes, that little crazy little dots and squares and all that, and you can take a picture of that, and it'll take your smartphone to that. So we made it so that it was user-friendly. You can take it with you and have guidance right when you need it.
See, I think one of the big problems for people, and I can attest to this, is the science of flight. How it worked. It's still very hard to conceive how an A380 can get off the ground. You know, I think that's number one. Then you got the claustrophobia factor because you're not in control. When I'm in an airplane, I would be okay if I could drive it, you know, even though I don't know how. But, you know, psychologically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then flying over water. You know, for a long time I thought to myself, flying over water, you know, maybe that's not as bad as over land because it could be softer, you know, in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
But the thing I really realized was flying over water doesn't give you alternative landing places as it would if you were flying over land. These are all things apparently that I have in the back of my mind that I'm part of that 60 million people who are not in fear. I don't fear flying. I just have an apprehension, but I love it. I truly love it because it's such a sensational thing. I think pilots are, I put pilots up there in the top three echelon. I really do, seeing how they can do this. Ron, I watch air disasters. Everybody asks me, why do you watch air disasters? Because it's pretty tough sometimes. But the reason I watch it, and tell me if I'm off base, is because it fascinates me, number one, how they can solve these problems with something as small as your fingernail and correct it. It's almost like, oh boy, this crash, unfortunately, taught us some lessons.
Well, that's a great point, Ron, is the reason that the flying is the safest way to travel in the world today is, unfortunately, from what we've learned through some tragic lessons.
Right, right.
If we maintained the same kind of diligence and vigilance in traffic safety, we wouldn't kill 40,000 people on the highways every year. That's why we don't have many accidents, and when we do, we get the most that we can out of that. And you can, any aircraft accident that you will have watched, when you watch those crashes, will show you what did we learn from it and a change that went into effect, either implementation in the Federal Aviation Regulations resulted in training, maybe a design change in an airplane, or how to get out of the airplane in an emergency. But you're right, that because of the forensics, you know, there's a fascination with forensics. forensic shows on TV, forensics and aviation accident investigation were way before that. Yeah. And I think that's what one of the things that attracts me to those shows, because I'm also captivated by it myself.
You know, you have a situation where you have different sights, sounds, sensations during a flight, and I'm assuming that the more you fly, the more you get used to those, because if you're not a frequent flyer, they become a shock factor.
Absolutely. You're talking about exposure therapy. So the two things that get people over it, and what I've learned in the 32 years here, are one, you got to do it. You got to expose yourself to it. But the main thing is you got to change the way you think about it. Because if you get on every flight and you were afraid the last time and you don't change your thinking, you're going to end up with the same result. So learning something, and I'm passionate about teaching, that's one of the things that drew me to this, and is totally correct. And I just wanted to highlight one of the things you mentioned about flying over water and your curiosity and how your belief changed about that. And that is also one of the most popular subjects for people. And we have a section in the book about flying over water.
The book is called How to Overcome Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. And also, tell us, Fearless Flight Class, you could get a chance to win that, right?
If you have any issues, you want to, for a 15-minute free consultation with me, you go to CaptainRon.com, or I'm sorry, CaptainRon@FearlessFlight.com, and we can set that up for you. So, but the website is FearlessFlight.com, and the book is at FearlessFlight.com/book.
Captain, really, I'd love to have you come back and spend more time with us. I know you're on a busy schedule. Let's do it, okay? You're terrific.
You bet. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Our guest has been Captain Ron Nielsen. Fascinating story about the ways that you can overcome the fear of flying. He was a pilot on a Boeing 737 with 20,000 flight hours, so he knows what he's talking about. And before we get into our second hour, I just want to remind everybody that you can check out our website at ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, on the home page, there is an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that icon, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. That's ronsegi.com. Check it out. We're going to pause for a second. There is a lot more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. up. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
That wraps up our number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, comedian Louie Anderson, Bogey Lekiner from All Girls Garage on the Velocity Channel and Motor Trend. Also want to thank Penn Jillette and Captain Ron Nielsen. Next hour, attorney Larry LaRusso will be joining us. He's an attorney, former police officer, and an author. His books are Blue News, When Cops Kill, The Aftermath of a Critical Incident. We'll be talking about that, of course, on the headlines. Business executive Jeannie Mullen will be chatting to us about how COVID-19 affects businesses these days, and gift for grads and dads with Emily Foley. Next hour with Ron Segi today.